latest news. But first up, Fionnaz, how was your weekend?
Pretty busy. Good afternoon, Virashni.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I had a pretty busy weekend, you know, driving up and down that crazy heat that drove everybody nuts. But, you know, I spent very hot. Yeah, it was hot, hey? I spent some of Friday at Rage, you know, the gaming expo that happens in October every year.
Rage. I hear a lot about it from you. I know that you are passionate about Rage. It's where gamers go to game. What was it like this year?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, the organization was better than previous years because, you know, they've been getting bigger and bigger. So they've had more and more people coming.
How many years has it been running now?
Gosh, I think it's like 10 years or something. It's long.
And how big was it this year?
I can't remember the numbers. There was a lot of people. I think it may have been like 40 or 50,000.
Are you serious? Whenever you say you're going to Rage, I always think of like a bunch of friends gathered in a room.
No.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. That's
massive.
What I see in my head.
If you've been to the Coca-Cola Dome,
yeah,
I think I may have that number wrong, but if you've been to the Coca-Cola Dome, it's massive and it's packed. And last year, it was really difficult to get it on because there were so many people in that space. You pretty much couldn't walk. You had to walk sideways. And this year, they tried to use the space a lot better. So they made the aisles wider. They gave the stalls more room, so you
that's
know,
nice.
There was a lot more
because they know how many people are going to be there.
Yeah, and you know, so the big things at Rage were the Xbox One. People got to try that out, and the
cool.
PlayStation 4, which a lot of people were excited about. But the whole thing at Rage is they have this massive LAN, and they have this sort of competitive gaming where they get like 1,000 people in, and then they just play competitive video games.
And that takes a lot of infrastructure to set up, surely. Like
it takes a lot of bandwidth. So this year, I mean, this is the thing that a lot of people were talking about was that they got some internet put in to sort of make it easier for people to game. Because, you know, when people game, you know, your signals get sent up into the ether and then they come back down, so you get what you call like a ping. So,
okay.
Like, you shoot now and the bullet leaves your gun how many seconds later?
Oh, because it depends on how slow your internet is.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you want that reaction time to be really, really fast.
So it feels real time.
And this year, they had really fast internet. And now, full disclosure, my husband works for Internet Solutions, who provided the internet this year. But just to give you some sort of comparison, like your sort of average ADSL user in South Africa gets 1 megabit per second speed for the internet. And if you're on 3G, it's probably less than that. It's like 520 kilobits.
And that's when we see the hanging happen and the beach
the
balling.
Slow loading and the beach balling. They had 800 megabits per second.
So that's
Rage.
Literally 800 times what the normal South African has.
It was so fast. People just, and they had a board showing like real-time stats of how fast the internet was. At one time, I think it went up to like 915 megabits per second, if I'm not mistaken.
Good Lord.
950 megabits per second, yeah.
I can't even imagine how fast that is. If you're saying that what I'm used to and what our listeners are used to is one nine hundredth of that.
Yeah, it was so fast. So they sort of tracked, you know, what people were using the bandwidth for.
Mm.
And the morning that it started, when all the gamers were coming in and setting up their stuff, 10% of the traffic was people on speedtest.net going, I can't believe how fast it is.
Well, that's quite interesting. It's quite interesting that actually the story isn't... You know, often they say technology should be in the background. It should enable you to do the cool stuff. But in South Africa, we're so cheated and robbed of like good tech stuff, like internet, that it becomes the main attraction. Like, look at this cool internet.
The sad thing is that that's the speeds we should be getting in South Africa.
Really?
That, you know, overseas people get those speeds. It's
It seems like superhuman to me to have such... You said that you could literally, if you could so desire, download a movie in like a minute.
In like a split second. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was that fast. So that was fun for the gamers. I think this year they had like 1,700 gamers. And over three days, they downloaded 21 terabytes of data.
Yeah, it would take us, like, it would probably take us like weeks to do that, or months. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to work it out. My math's really bad. Well, that's a great weekend for you. I mean, that sounds like
exciting.
Fun.